And good afternoon and welcome to Marion High School as we come your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. As this afternoon, it'll be boys non-conference basketball as the Marion Indians get ready to tangle with the Olwine Huskies. Good afternoon. Welcome, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn as we get ready for a Saturday afternoon battle between two teams looking to get back and get things shored up as they get toward the playoffs. Olwine coming in with 3-14 record out of the Northeast Iowa Conference, while the Marion Indians coming in at 7-9 overall. And Marion coming off a loss last night to Center Point Urbana on the road. Meanwhile, Olwine coming off a loss last night to a very good Charles City Comet team. And Phil, this is the time we get in. Latter portion of the month of January and into February where you got to start to make those stretch runs.
That's right. You want to start putting it all together. You want to make sure you're a little bit more consistent than what you had. A lot of times early in the year you can see some teams that they're experimenting at different times, different lineups and that sort of stuff. You hope all of that's behind you at this point in time and you're ready to go. You got your kids, you know what your routine is, and you can get out there and get after it and make something happen.
Olwine, interestingly enough, they're making some lineup changes, going actually with three young men who were starters in the JV game. The top scorer for Olwine, a young man by the name of Don Robertson, averaging 13.3 points per ball game, not going to be starting in this one here tonight, so we're not exactly sure the background of that, but going to try a little bit different look for the Olwine Huskies tonight.
So the scouting report that the Marion coaches had talked about in the pregame, some of that is going to have to go by the wayside, because they had eight kids that were on the varsity that were in their look, and now all of a sudden you're going to bring a few of them that have played in that JV game before the game, and they're all of a sudden going to be starters. So you play on the fly with that out there, and you got to adjust. And I suppose after a conference game last night anyway, a lot of that is a lot of just mental preparation anyway. So we'll see how they adjust on the floor.
Well, it's also a situation on Saturday afternoon games like this, non-conference, that a lot of times coaches just worry about what we do instead of, they're going to scout the opponent a little bit, see what they're going to do, the basics, but it's more about what you do in these games than what your opponent does.
Yeah, and how do you bounce back after last night, especially like you said, both these teams coming off losses last night. Marion was on the road, Center Point, not a long road trip, but they were on the road. I don't necessarily know where Olwine was last night.
They were at Charles City.
So they got another, this is back-to-back trips for them as they're getting ready here, and it's a different environment. Like you said, there's no school. Saturday afternoon, you're playing at a different time than what you normally would. You got to rely on some of those senior leaders and some of those other kids that went through this last year. Hey, let's get our kids ready to go and get them focused and ready to go in a different environment.
Well, yet again, Marion is going to be a little bit undermanned here today. And we had Mike Manderscheid on the coach's show this morning. And I think Mike said that only three times this year that the Indians have had their full complement of players. And they're not going to have it again today, as Mason Ray is out with some sickness as influenza. Of course, he got a late start to the season due to an injury for the football season. So Marion's going to go probably with an eight-man rotation today.
Yeah, a little bit shorter bench in there. And then you're going to have to play smarter as far as like foul trouble and that sort of thing, and if you're not going to go any deeper than that, that makes it hard too. Then when you're shuffling pieces around in your lineup, and I guess people are going to have to play different roles. And the thing about today too is that Coach Manderscheid thought that Mason Ray would probably be pretty good help to him, because he expects to see a lot of zone from Olwine. And he's a pretty good shooter from the perimeter for him.
Chase Zilke leading Marion in scoring at 16 points per game this year, and shooting 35% three-point range. And Matthew Brazzi also doing very well from three-point range this year, shooting 56% from beyond the arc. And interesting that you don't hear coaches say this very often, but they're encouraging him to shoot more, because he only shoots about three or four times a game.
Yeah, and when he does, he's very, very good. He's up there towards the top, if not at the top, for percentage-wise. And when you look at the state and when you look at the statistics out there, what he can do. And yeah, he definitely needs to be a little bit more aggressive and more aggressive-minded when he shoots the ball on the perimeter out there. But he's only going to take good shots, too. He's not going to force a lot of shots, and that's what you like about him. He's a good floor leader. He's going to get other kids involved out there. He's not going to be one that's going to have to get volume. He's not going to be a volume shooter, so to speak.
Two teams that really need to shoot it well today to get a handle and get on top of this game. Olwine comes in only averaging 46.5 points per ball game. They're going to play a little bit more of a slowdown, but when you play 2-3 zone like that, you're going to have lower scoring games. And for Marion, averaging 55 points per ball game, but the Indians also only shooting 41% from the field so far this year. And so it could come down to that. It could come down, obviously, to taking care of the basketball, and that's been a big bugaboo. 281 turnovers this year for Olwine compared to 153 for the Marion Indians right now. So Olwine's just given it up way too many opportunities.
Yeah, when you turn it over that much, nothing good happens because your defense can't get back and set. You don't get a scoring opportunity. A lot of bad things as a result of it out there. And if Marion can do that, and I think, you know, Coach Manderscheid talked about how we're going to play our normal stuff, and our half-court man-to-man is what they like to play a lot of. A little bit of pressure they'll throw in there at different times. If that half-court man can lead to some turnovers and runouts, that'll help their offense, too. Take some pressure off them against that 2-3 zone. If they can jump out to a little bit of a lead, force them maybe to play Olwine to play a different game plan.
Coming your way on the Wendy's pregame show here this afternoon from Marion as we get ready for Olwine and the Marion Indians here today. Our high school basketball coverage is always presented by First Federal Credit Union. And we'd like to thank Dan Hillers and Tom Schultz from everybody at First Federal. And you can check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Let's take a look at our Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups for this one. First of all, for the Olwine Huskies, 3-14 on the season and out of the Northeast Iowa Conference. And they will go with this lineup, a three-guard look today for the Huskies, as Olwine will go with at one guard. It'll be 6'1 sophomore Nick Dittmer getting the start here today, and averages a little bit less than a point a ball game. Also to guard, it'll be number 15, Adam Diener. He is a 6-foot sophomore. He averages 0.3 points per ball game. And the third guard will be Cameron Palmer, a 5'8 sophomore, averaging 1 point per ball game. Up front at a forward, it'll be Stephen Nicolay, 6'3 and a junior, 6.5 points per ball game, and the leading rebounder as well for Olwine. And at center, it'll be number 42, Mason Meyer, a 6'4 junior, Meyer averaging 11 points per ball game. And the head coach for the Olwine Huskies is Nick Schott. Now the starters, the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Marion Indians, 7-9 out of the WAMAC Conference Western Division. For Marion, they will go with their usual starting five, three guards and two forwards. At the guard spots, it'll be number 10, Alex Whalen, 5'8 and a senior. And Whalen on the year, averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Also at a guard, it'll be number 13, Matthew Brazzi, 5'7 and a junior, averaging 8 points per ball game and a 56% three-point shooter. Also at a guard, it'll be number 11, Chase Silkey, 6 foot even and a senior, averaging 16 points per ball game to lead the Marion Indians. Up front at forward, number 22, Trevor Paulson, the Marion quarterback, 6'2 and a junior. Second on the team in scoring at 10.9 points per ball game and the leading rebounder. And also up front at a forward, number 23, Grant Meth, at 6'4 and a senior. And Meth averaging 3 points in the ball game. Head coach for the Marion Indians is Mike Manderscheid, assisted by Mark Rossi. Marion in the home whites with the gold numbers trimmed in red, with Marion across the front in red and the gold striping. Olwine in the smoky gray road uniforms with their purple numbers and letters trimmed in gold, with Olwine across the front and the purple and gold striping down the shorts. So we are set to go for basketball. We'll get the national anthem coming your way here in just a little bit. And like I said, two teams looking to get back into the win column after losses last night. And let's go ahead right now and honor America with the playing of our national anthem here this afternoon from Marion High School.
Alan Marshall. Today's officials are Brandon Smith, Shay McMurray, and Adam Walderdyke. As in all NBC basketball games, the fans, players, and coaches are being evaluated for sportsmanship this afternoon. Fan behavior should show respect and appreciation for the skills and talents of all participants. and for the game officials. Marion and Oldwine, thank you. Now, to honor America, please stand for the playing of our national anthem.
Here tonight from Marion, or this afternoon, I should say, will be followed by Iowa City Liberty and Iowa City High coming your way. And that will be at about 6:15 tonight on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Thereabouts, anyway. Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson will have the call of that one. And keys to this afternoon's game.
Well, Marion's going to have to play a good, solid defensive ball game in the half court. O-line wants long possessions. They're going to run their stuff. One of the concerns Coach Manderscheid had coming into this was, can they sustain their defensive effort against the long possessions that they have? And then Marion attacking the zone, whether that's beating it up the court in transition offensively or in the half-court set, attacking it and executing well against the zone of Owen.
Here we go. Tip in the air controlled by Paulson of Marion, and we are underway as the Indians will go to the bucket to our left. Here's a running one-hander, no good, down the baseline. First miss by Zilke, and here comes Olwine the other way. We mentioned it'll be Palmer bringing it up, and Marion will pick him up in the straight-up man-to-man. Looking for some help. Cut off at the center circle. Near steal on the wing pass, but Olwine will retain possession. Palmer between the circles, guarded by Matthew Brazzi. Over to Meyer, left of the circle. As Olwine working the perimeter, and like we said, probably going to favor a slow down ball game. Palmer coming off the ball screen, driving right of the lane, jump stop into the lane, had it stripped. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say off of Olwine.
And the strip went down. It must have hit a leg or a foot of an Olwine player. Marion gets possession.
Now we'll see. Olwine came out man the first time, and I think they're going to stick with it here.
A little bit of a surprise from the scouting report.
So everything we've heard today has been thrown out the window, and we've got a foul on a drive. And it's going to go against Nick Dittmer. That'll be his first and the first of the ball game against Olwine.
Marion out of bounds underneath. Matthew Brazzi's the trigger man, the inbounder.
Brazzi looking. He'll bounce it in. Chase Zilke, wide open jumper, and he buries it from the left baseline on a 15-footer.
Nice little screen to get himself open on that baseline out of bounds set.
You give him that open shot, more often than not, he's going to knock it down. 2-0 Marion as they get on the board here. A minute 10 into the ball game. Bounce to the high post. Dittmer gets it right of the circle now to Diener. Again, three very inexperienced guards in there right now for the Olwine Huskies. Get pass cross court. Palmer puts on the floor but traveled with it.
Yeah, skip over the top as he came. He's trying to get his feet set, but the shot fake, which a lot of kids do, they shot fake and they move the pivot foot two first before they put it on the floor.
2-0. Marion with the lead in the basketball. Zilke on the right side. He'll go into the lane, trying to bounce it down low. And the ball was kicked. Tried to get it to Grant Meth, and it'll stay Marion ball.
I'm getting the call from the bench. Coach Manderscheid getting it in there.
Scored on the last out-of-bounds play. We'll see what they do here. Inbound to the corner. Zilke again, jumper. This one too strong. Rebound kept alive by Trevor Paulson. But coming away with it was Cameron Palmer.
Now, Paulson in a good position on that offensive board. He just couldn't quite corral it.
2-0 in favor of the Indians. Ball tipped away by Alex Whalen out of bounds, and he got it off the leg of Diener.
Another turnover. We mentioned in the pregame that turnover has been a problem for Olwine throughout the early part of this year.
Jevin Manderscheid will make his first appearance, coach's son. And Manderscheid, a 6'1 senior coming in, averaging 6.4 points per ball game. Manderscheid in the right wing, gets the free throw line. Zilke spins, now goes in and attacks, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound up, no good by Paulson. They fight for it on the weak side, and Nicolay the rebound for the Old Wine Huskies.
You know, did all the hard work getting the offensive board and then couldn't finish.
Old Wine's had, or excuse me, Marion's had some good looks, but only up 2-0. Deemer up top, starts to angle right with it. Murphy's going to get ready to come in, and now we've got a three-second violation on Olwine.
Well, turnovers. Olwine, they've had, what, three of them already early in the going here? But the turnovers are in dead ball situations, so Marion can't run out of them. They got it gives Olwine a chance to get back and set their defense.
Joffrey Murphy coming in for the Marion Indians for the first time. 5'10 sophomore. Inside Paulson reverses it up. No. Got the rebound, though. Kicked it outside. Ball tipped. Manderscheid gets it. Left of the key on the ball fake. Drives in, goes back door. Zilke up good. It'll count in a foul.
A nice back cut along the baseline. Manderscheid to Zilke. Manderscheid reading the defense well, getting the assist.
Nicolay will pick up the foul. As plenty of subs coming in now for Olwine. As it'll be Zilke to the line, a chance at the three-point play. As the leading scorer, Dom Robertson, will now come in for Olwine. As the free throw up and right through, but wave it off. They're going to have a free throw line violation on Marion.
Was it Zilke or was it the guard?
Zilke.
It was? Okay, I didn't know, maybe it was a guard who went over the three-point line too soon.
Dylan Arndt also into the game for Olwine. He is a 5'9 junior. Yeah, along with Dom Robertson and Mason Kunkel will come in. A 6'2 freshman. Cross-court pass against the pressure and a reach foul going to be called as Robertson fouled by Brazzi.
Marion showing the 1-2-2 three-quarter court press after the made free throw that time.
First on Brazzi, team foul number one. Joffrey Murphy, we mentioned, coming off a really nice game last night against center point Urbana.
See if he can give him a spark defensively.
Robertson, averaging 13.5 points a game. Gets the give back. Now drives baseline in all the way. Leaves in the heart of the lane for Meyer, and he got the shot to go from about 10 feet out.
A little with the high post, wide open when he caught it.
Manderscheid, the ball fake, started to drive, and was fouled by Mason Meyer.
I think Marion can beat him off the dribble, and it can force him into foul trouble, like situations like that, hand checking.
So I'm not sure why the, obviously something happened, maybe late to the meeting or something like that, and did not get starts today for several of the Huskies.
And now they're in a 2-3 zone now, Marion, or Olwine.
Brazzi fakes the three, drives the left of the lane, bounces it down low to Connor Whalen, who's into the ballgame now, the sophomore brother of Alex. Brazzi circling left, he'll reset it for Marion against the 2-3 zone. Arndt comes out on Chase Zilke. Gets it over to Joffrey Murphy. He'll bring it back up to the left point. Goes cross court, far hash mark to Brazzi. Starts to drive, brings it back out against Palmer. Into the lane, a high-low pass, tipped away and stolen by Robertson. Turnover number one, and then Olwine gives it right back as they tried to break up the near sideline.
Pass a little too long down there. Marion against the zone, this last possession, they had a chance. They had the right idea there. The pass was just, I think, a little bit late probably. And it gave the defender enough time, half a second, to recover.
Palmer comes out, and Zach Wegner into the lineup. 6'2 junior now for Olwine. 4-2 lead for Marion over the halfway mark of the game's first quarter. Manderscheid's pass to the wing, tip stolen away by Meyer.
You know, two straight possessions where they get the ball in the high post and they wind up turning it over.
4-2. Robertson gets it right back from Meyer, fakes the three, now drives left of the lane. No look pass back, it comes to Meyer. His jumper way off, no, on a 17-footer. Rebound Brazzi. Bounce wing pass left side. Zilke pull up 17-footer and he rattles it home.
One of the few transition baskets that Marion's got right now. They'd like to have a little bit more of that, I would think.
A That's Chase Zilke, 6, and Olwine, 2 right now. And Murphy gets a takeaway at the center line. Murphy all the way in and gets the layup to go.
And the steal leads to the run out, the easy basket right there.
8-2 lead for the Marion Indians. 3 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Give and go right back to Robertson. Right free throw line, cross court to Arndt. Working on Zilke. Inside, little turnaround hook left short by Meyer. And here comes Marion the other way. Zilke, stutter dribble, takes it in the lane, kicks it out to Murphy. Right corner for 3, and he hits.
Dribble penetration in transition into the lane area. They got a paint touch, so to speak, and then the kick out because the defense collapsed on the basketball.
Murphy 1-for-6 coming in from three-point land, but he buries that one. And it's an 11-2 Marion lead as the Indians on a 7-0 spurt right now. Inside, losing the handle of it. Olwine, and they try for the save, but it goes out of bounds.
Another turnover by Olwine.
That is 6.
So early, not even 6 minutes into the ball game, Marion's got all their kids in. That's in that rotation of 8. All the starters have been out now with Zilke and Brazzi going out there.
Nicolay back into the lineup now. They get it inside to Paulson. Paulson, nice spin move in the lane, reverses it up. No, but he was fouled.
Having a hard time finishing in there. He's had some good looks, 2 or 3 of them right now early in the ball game, but can't get the roll off the rim.
Kunkel gets the foul, his first, fourth team foul on the Huskies. And Trevor Paulson to the line for Marion. First one, good. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here again this afternoon. One more coming up. Bends the knees, puts it up. That one no good, and the deep kicker comes out to Wegner for Olwine. 12-2, Marion advantage. Man-to-man defense. Murphy picking up Robertson. Tried to bounce it up front. Nobody was home for a moment, but finally picked up there Nicolay.
He got away from a walk on that catch up front.
Yep. Coming off the high ball screen. Robertson isolated right wing. Picks up the dribble, goes into the high post. They work the triangle right. Back comes to Wegner, takes a free throw line, got doubled, leaves it for Robertson. Pass to the far corner, three-pointer up, no good by Arndt. And the rebound out there to Marion.
Connor Whalen that time with the defensive board.
One and done right now for Olwine. Anderscheid going one-on-one, drives in, cut off by the help defense. Gets it right back from Whalen. Step back three on the way, short, and the weak side board to Nicolay. Robertson, good, wing pass up ahead. Get it to Arndt, and his layup good. Wegner make that.
And transition basketball that time for Olwine. A little bit of their own. We don't see a whole lot of that.
Arndt to Wegner. Paulson on the drive, and he dribbled it off his shoe. Turnover number 3 for Marion. And here comes the Olwine Huskies the other way with Arndt.
Trying to make something happen that time. Probably nothing there that last possession for Marion.
Robertson up front to Wegner. He'll work against Manderscheid under a minute to play here in the first quarter. And Marion up by 8 at 12-4. Circling right, Wegner takes a left free throw line. Cross court pass to Robertson. He'll try the 3. No, and Paulson the rebound. Marion dominating the boards right now.
Yeah, Olwine's not getting any second chance opportunities.
Alex Whalen brings it up into front court. They drop it inside to Paulson. Posting up, back out top. Whalen fakes the 3. Goes in with a little floater and got it with the right hand.
Little teardrop runner down the lane. His ball went to the post. Nothing there. Makes the defense adjust and they get the kick out.
Alex Whalen with his first points, and Olwine will go for the last shot of the quarter. 14-4 in favor of Marion. Robertson going one-on-one. Driving a kick to the corner. Wide open 3. No good. Paulson another board. And that will do it for the first quarter. After 1, it's the Marion Indians 14. The Olwine Huskies 4. We'll be back with quarter number 2 in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on KGY.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at the Marion Gym, Scott Udash and Phil Dunn with you here this afternoon. 14-4 lead. Marion up by 10 after a big 8-0 run after the Indians had a 4-2 lead. They spread it out to 12-2. Robertson on the dribble drive, takes a left free throw line. Up top, three on the way, no good by Arndt. And the rebound to Alex Whalen. Arndt checked that. Yeah, it was Alex Whalen.
You know, rebound right up front, right about the free throw line.
Meth back into the ball game. Marion going with their five starters. Here's Brazzi. Step back three, no good. Meth kept it alive for a moment, but Robertson ends up with the board. Robertson weaving through traffic. Robertson coast to coast. Off balance shot, no. Off the board, right side. Rebound Marion. Two on one break. All the way down. Zilke layup, ribbing good. It'll count a foul.
And they're going to give the basket to him. A nice job right there in the finish that time through contact, getting a piece of the arm.
Dylan Arndt will pick up the foul and a chance at the 3-point play here for Chase Zilke.
Now Zilke gets to the free throw line. Decent amount for the Marion Indians.
Gets the free throw to go, and he's got 9 already. Came in averaging 16 and a half.
67% free throw shooter.
A little 1-2-2 pressure here put on by the Indians. Broken by Nicolay in the corner. Back into the ball game is Cameron Palmer now, along with Arndt, Meyer, and Robertson for the Huskies. Palmer between the rings up top. Minute into the second quarter. Mason Meyer in the high post, hands it back down to Robertson. Working on Whalen in the Marion man-to-man. Palmer uses up the dribble. Back it comes to Meyer up front. Robertson penetrates. No look bounce up top. And we've got a 3-second in the lane call again on Ole One.
Well, that's the second one we had in this ball game. Those turnovers just kill you out there when you commit turnovers like that. It's not caused by the defense. Defensive pressure, they're kind of self-inflicted.
So it'll be Marion basketball. As we mentioned, the starting five in there. High post offense. Paulson fakes. Now drives left of the lane. Cut off by the double team. They reverse it over in the right wing. Driving in Zilke. Gets it to Paulson. Bounce pass inside. Meth wasn't ready for it. It's loose in the floor. And it hits the baseline while Robertson had possession. So it'll stay with Marion.
Caught a break that time, Marion did. On that pass was a little low. It was at Meth's feet. And I don't think he was... I think he was trying to get ready for an offensive rebound.
Hard for the big guys to bend down like that.
In traffic like that. And here's the 2-3 zone they're going to have to attack again.
Off the out-of-bounds play. Marion on top, 17-4. Working outside the arc. Paulson right back it comes. Left corner three. No good by Zilke, but Marion the rebound. Whalen a fake and got hit hard from behind. And he'll go, well, we'll see if they give him two.
Man, littlest guy on the floor. One littlest guy's on the floor out there anyway. Gets the offensive rebound. Smart using that shot fake, not going up right away in the tall traffic.
He paid for it, though.
He did. He got banged pretty good. And it's going to be an out-of-bounds situation. Matt Brazzi will be the inbounder.
Nicolay picks up his second foul. And Marion to put it in. They find Whalen wide open for three. In and out, though. And the rebound pulled out of there by Kunkel, who's back in. Came in for Nicolay that time. Olwine with a basketball. 5:50 to play here in the first half. Palmer way out front right. Low pass goes through the legs of Meyer, but picked up by Robertson. Robertson still looking for his first points. Up top to Meyer. Spinning at the left free throw line to Paulson. Kick outside. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Kunkel, the offensive board. Powers it up. No. And Paulson flies in there with a rebound.
That was the first offensive rebound by Olwine in the game.
Mandershy drives into the lane. Kick out top. Whalen fakes in the three. Takes it in. Back it comes to Zilke. Off the dribble. 17-footer. No. Rebound underneath the Marion. Paulson gets it. Spins. Puts it up. No. Got a one-hand rebound. Hooks it back up. That's short. A rebound finally out of there to Mason Meyer for Olwine. And then Marion on a takeaway. Cross-court pass. Give and go right back to Zilke. Layup good. It'll count a foul.
Yeah, all that action down there. Marion finally gets it to pay off with the basket. And Zelke gets to the free throw line again with another chance at a three-point play.
Tom Robertson picks up his first foul as Connor Whalen will check in for Paulson. And here comes Joffre Murphy for Brazzi. Chase Zelke's had three opportunities at three-point plays today.
The old-fashioned way as opposed from behind the three-point line.
This free throw short, though, and it comes out deep to Robertson. 19-4, Marion on top. Owine beats the pressure and a foul inside as Wegner got loose down on the left block, and he'll go to the line for two. Foul on Joffre Murphy is his first. Team foul number two against the Indians.
Yeah, just getting in the ball game, Joffre Murphy that time. Swiped at the arm. Got a piece of it.
Line drive free throw, no good. Owine not a good free throw shooting team at 59%. And Wegner right at 50% for the year and 50% there.
And they Owine back, and looks like they're going to go to that 2-3 zone again.
19-5, Marion on top. Murphy way out front right. Cross court pass, Zelke to the Whalen into the corner. No looker. Now they get inside to Mandershot. It's shot blocked from behind by Wegner, but Marion picks it back up. Murphy has it right of the lane. Down low. Connor Whalen posting up back to Murphy. Corner three, good again for Joffre Murphy.
Get a three from that spot earlier in the ball game. He must like that far corner.
And Marion with their biggest lead. They're up 22-5. Here's Owine for three. No. Comes down in the hands of Murphy off the Wegner miss. Murphy, a drive and a kick. Ball fake, driving left baseline. Cut off there is Whalen. And he'll bring it up top and set it up. Against the 2-3 zone. Marion's got Mandershot at the free throw line in this. Gets it, kicks it out to Zelke. Right wing three, and he hits. Timeout, Owine.
20-point lead right now for the Marion Indians.
30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:55 to play here in the first half. Marion 25 and Owine 5. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Back with you here at the Marion Gym. 25-5 lead here as you're listening to high school basketball on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. A little bit of man pressure applied by Marion. Robertson and Meyer in there for Owine. We've got an offensive foul on Robertson on a push-off.
Yeah, get that arm out. Get it out there flapping a little bit because the defender's up into you and you want to create some space. And you extend it, though. Once you get it out too far, the officials, it's almost automatic for him.
Cole Dahl will come in. 5'11 junior guard for Owine. Marion will bring it up with Matthew Brazzi. Brazzi, Connor Whalen, Jevin Mandershot, Joffre Murphy into the lineup. No look bounce down on the right block. They kick it out top. Zelke, top of the key, three, and he hits it again. What a half for Chase Zelke.
Yeah, 17 right now, and he's feeling it. They're moving the ball well. Marion did that last possession offensively.
28-5. Arndt, pull-up 17-footer. Rimming good. Got the friendly roll. Hit the rim a couple times, high off the backboard and down for Dylan Arndt.
Off a little bit of a ball screen up top.
Averaging 9.7 points per game, his first bucket. Here's a one-hand floater from the heart of the lane, no, by Murphy, but he got fouled, pushed from behind.
Probably in the act of shooting, going to get to shoot two here, I believe.
Third on Stephen Nicolay, the 6'3 junior, and team foul number nine.
And next foul on Owine. Marion will be shooting in the double bonus the rest of the game.
Murphy short on the first free throw, despite some great body English.
Trying to get it to go every way. Urging it along.
He was leaning there. 28-7 lead for the Indians. One more up. That one's no good. And Robertson high to get the board. 3:05 to play first half. Robertson to Dahl. Takes a free throw line. Cross court now to Arndt. Push pass up top to Murphy. Sets the screen for Robertson. Comes right. Bounced down low. Leaner up off the glass. No by Kunkel. Second effort up. Good. It'll count the foul.
Yeah, those second opportunities are what get you in trouble out there. You don't finish the deal by getting the first defensive rebound.
And Jevin Vanderscheid will pick up his first foul. Kunkel for the three-point play. Front iron and good. Got the friendly bounce. 28-10. Marion still with an 18-point lead. And Olwine back to the man-to-man. Whalen baseline drive. High floater won't go with the right hand. And we've got a jump. And the arrow will keep it with Marion.
Those little shots along the baseline, those little runners are so hard. You don't have a backboard behind where you can throw it up and use the backboard. And all your body momentum is taking you forward.
Inbound to Brazzi, and they quickly double him. Gets out of the corner with it up top to Murphy. Vanderscheid out beyond the arc to Whalen in the corner with 2.5 to play first half. Indians up 28-10. Murphy's hit a couple of threes. Bounce on the baseline. No look pass inside. Tip stolen away by Kunkel.
Try to make a little pass underneath, a little scoop pass, and good hands by Olwine getting the deflection.
Meth going to get ready to come in as the ball is kicked. It will stay Olwine ball. Zilke will come back in after a very brief rest along with Trevor Paulson.
Yeah, when he's hot, you want to keep him out there on the floor. Get as much as you can out of him.
So Murphy comes out, Manderscheid comes out, and Connor Whalen comes out.
Back with their starting rotation right now.
Inbound Mason Murphy. To the right of the bucket looking in. Give and go right back to Murphy. Good strong move to the basket. Gets doubled. Kicks it back out to Tom Robertson. Nice crossover dribble. Leaves it for Dahl. Dahl circling. Back it comes to Robertson. Sets the screen. Comes off of it. High lob pass down low to Kunkel. His shot partially blocked from behind. I think Paulson got it.
I think he did too. That's a nice job by Paulson reading that.
Meth, touch pass out top. Whalen fakes the three. Drives in. Goes cross court to Brazzi for three. That won't go. And the rebound to Dylan Arndt for Olwine.
Love shot by Brazzi. Good look. Just a little bit long off the back of the rim.
Right on line there. 28-10 is Olwine working the weave up top against the Marion man-to-man. Bounce to Murphy in the high post, and a reach foul going to be called from behind on Brazzi.
Trying to give a little bit of help up there in that high post situation.
And Jevin Vanderscheid back in for Marion. And Brazzi will check out. Minute 24 to play first half. Ball out of bounds off of Marion's fourth foul. Olwine has committed 9 so far in the game. Meyer looking for some help, spinning, and finally on the hand back, it's a darn. Going one-on-one on Vanderscheid. Takes a free throw line, hooks the pass inside to Kunkel, and he was fouled.
That's the second time that Olwine, as they do that little drive down the lane, they're really looking for the lob. They're not looking for the shot. They just throw that little lob over the top of the defender that's coming to help. There's nobody left for Marion to step in and deflect it.
Kunkel with 2 free throws, and the first one right through. He's a 59% foul shooter, right at the team average for the Huskies. Kunkel with his first point. And the second one, no good, but Robertson goes high to get the offensive board. Kick back out to Robertson from Arndt. No look pass outside, 3-pointer on the way, 2 strong, no good, and Grant Meth the board. 55 seconds, so probably a little too much time to go for one.
Yeah, I think with the man-to-man, they'll just run their normal stuff.
Vanderscheid, little head and shoulder fake, tried a little two-man game. Good touch pass underneath from Paulson to Meth. Block to block for the easy layup.
You know, it started with the ball screen up top, and on the roll, they found him open. Great vision by the big fella, Paulson.
30-11. See if Olwine will go for the last shot. Arndt on the left wing. Takes it to the free throw line. With 25 seconds to play. Robertson coming off the high ball screen. Tried to pick and roll. Couldn't get it to Meyer. Instead, cross court. Arndt drops it down low to Kunkel. Fires the pass cross court, and Robertson couldn't control it.
A little too much mustard on that pass, I would think.
Put your body into him, dictate where you want.
I think Marion now with 15 seconds, you run the clock. You got plenty of time to get what you want. Go to your set. Call against. Looks like they're going to pick up man-to-man here.
Palmer coming in now. Just to make Marion take a little bit more time than they would like. Comfortable with.
Number four, they call it.
High post, left free throw line, hand back to Zelke. Off the dribble, 17-footer won't go. High rebound, Robertson, and that will do it for the first half of play. Halftime for Marion, and our score at the break, the Marion Indians 30 and the Old Wine Huskies 11. We will take a timeout and come back, talk halftime with you from Marion after this. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$2-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back with you here at Marion as we are at halftime. And our score at the break, the Marion Indians 30, the Old Wine Huskies 11. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn back with you here on this Saturday afternoon. Reminder, we've got more basketball coming your way tonight as it'll be a preview of a conference game next year. It'll be Iowa City Liberty at Iowa City High coming up tonight about 6:15 with the pregame Jeff Moss and Eric Peterson from down at City High for that one. And, Phil, good start for the Marion Indians. They jumped out a 12-2 lead after an 8-0 run. And then Marion then jumped out 28-5. So a pretty big run. And they've kind of kept the lead right about in that area for the rest of the first half.
Yeah, they have. And pretty efficient for the most part. They've had a few possessions out there where I think they've gotten some good looks. They weren't able to finish on the inside. But for the most part, overall, I think that offensively they probably are right with it. Defensively, giving up some offensive rebound putbacks right there at the end, and an offensive rebound. They haven't had a lot of them, but it hurt a little bit there. And the lob over the top, Owens found a little bit of success with against Marion, who's trying to front in that low post. So we'll see if Coach Manischide and Coach Brazzi make some adjustments there.
And welcome to the Chase Zilke Show today. Boy, what a first half. 17 points for the 6-foot senior, already above his average of 16.5 with 17. So he's been the catalyst so far, and he got open on a couple of out-of-bounds plays, and then Joffrey Murphy's also been big off the bench.
Yeah, and he hit two threes in that far corner that he liked, and one of them an out-of-bounds play, another one just off a dribble penetration and kick out there. And he had a steal, I think, early in the game defensively out there, too, so... Getting some nice contributions. Marion, again, they're down one in their rotation without the Ray, who's sick, got the flu, didn't play last night either. So those other kids stepping up and making plays when they need to.
Take a look at the first half scoring for the Marion Indians, being led by Chase Zilke with a total of 17 points in the first half. Was outstanding. Two three-pointers included in that one. Also for Marion, Joffrey Murphy off the bench with 8 for the sophomore, including a couple three-point goals. 2 apiece for Grant Meth and Alex Whalen, and Trevor Paulson with a free throw for a point. Olwine being led by Mason Kunkel off the bench with a 4-point first half, a field goal, and 2 out of 3 from the stripe. 3 points for Zach Wagner. Dylan Arndt has 2, and Mason Meyer has 2. Dom Robertson, leading scorer, didn't get the start today, and he has not scored yet in this ball game, and also has 2 fouls. Steven Nicolay with 3 fouls for Olwine. Matthew Brazzi, the only player with more than 1 for Marion, he has 2. Turnovers, the Indians with 4 in the first half to 11 for Olwine, and right now the bench scoring is 9-8 in favor of the Olwine Huskies. 3-pointers in that first half, 4 for Marion, none for Olwine. Marion only 2 of 7, though, from the free throw line at 29%, while Olwine was 60%. They were 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half. How about rebounding?
Well, rebounding is pretty close, actually. Marion's only up 1 in this department, 16 to 15 in total rebounds. And we'll look at the individuals for Marion first. Trevor Paulson leading them with 6. He's had a good half on the boards out there, banging away pretty hard in the interior and going up in some traffic and getting rebounds. 3 rebounds for Alex Whalen, 2 for Joffrey Murphy. Slug of players for Marion with 1 rebound each. Chase Zelke, Matthew Brazzi, Grant Meth, Jevin Manderscheid, and Connor Whalen. 1 dead ball team rebound for Marion. 5 offensive, 11 defense, total of 16. For the Olwine Huskies, Dom Robertson, like as you mentioned, came off the bench there in the first half. He had 5 rebounds for them. 3 for Mason Kunkel. 2 rebounds for Steven Nicolay. And then again, they have several players with contributing 1 rebound. Mason Meyer, Dylan Arndt, Zach Wagner, Cameron Palmer, and Nicholas Dittmer, each getting 1 of those, 1 rebound apiece. 3 offensive, 12 defense, total of 15 for the Huskies.
Yeah, for a while there, Marion was controlling the boards. Trevor Paulson had a very good first half as far as defense and also rebounding. Only has 1 point, but did a good job in that respect.
Yeah, he did. And Olwine kind of shorted up a little bit there towards in that second period, rebounding-wise, and started limiting Marion a little bit off the offensive end. And got a few themselves. They got 3. That Mason Kunkel off the bench with 2 offensive rebounds, and Dom Roberts with contributing 1 in there for him.
Marion looking to get their 8th win of the season here today. Olwine coming in at 3-14 into this one. We mentioned after our game, we will have Iowa City High hosting Iowa City Liberty. And that will be coming up from down at City High, a little non-conference basketball for this year. Also, Tennessee with latter portion of the first half up 41-21 on Iowa State in the Big 12 SEC shootout. So that's you don't see Iowa State down 20 at Hilton very often.
No, like you said, it doesn't happen very often. Usually if that happens, it's the other way around.
We mentioned City High Liberty coming up, and then on Tuesday night, Phil, you and I will be over at Jefferson. We'll see the red-hot Dubuque Senior Rams on Tuesday night. Been playing really good ball without one of their top players, with Noah Carter sidelined for a little while longer. Probably won't see him on Tuesday. But, boy, they've been blowing people out left and right.
They have. And I think, if I saw right on Twitter last night, Carter played a little bit
last night.
Yeah.
Good.
So that was good news for him. They said it was 6 weeks after that injury that he's back in there. But that's going to be a big boost for Dubuque Senior. Dubuque Senior was good without him.
Right.
Like you say, when they get him back, that's really going to help them. And I would not want to be in their substate.
No, and the Jefferson Jayhawks had their, I think, 4-game winning streak snapped by Kennedy last night. And, of course, Kennedy facing the rest of the season now, the way it sounds, without Derek Diggins. And so the Cougars have some people stepping up last night. Jack Wetzel had a big night for Kennedy last night. So We'll see the Jayhawks and the Senior Rams coming up on Tuesday night from over at Jefferson.
It'll be good to see. Get to go over there, see Coach Horman. He gets them ready to go all the time. They're always very well prepared. Willie Guy and company over there, the quick guards for the Jayhawks.
So, we are set to go. For the second half, Marion will come out with Paulson, Meth, Alex Whalen, Chase Zilke, and Matthew Brazzi. And we'll see the five for Olwine coming out here in just a couple of moments as they are still huddled up around head coach Nick Schaaf right now. As the Indians lead it here at halftime, 30-11.
I'm happy to report, Scott, today is much more pleasant in the gym temperature-wise.
It's
than
a little
last
chilly
night.
Even in here today. I think there's a door open somewhere.
We go from one to the other. Last night was very warm, and today a little bit chilly.
There were a lot of folks here last night.
There were. If it wasn't full, it was near full.
I think this place holds about 1,500 or so, and there were probably 1,300 or so in here last night. Olwine ball as we start half number two. Dom Robertson, Arndt in there, along with Palmer, Meyer, and Nicolay. That's starting five. Pass down to the baseline tip, stolen away by Zelke. Going one-on-one, and then Arndt stopped the layup with a foul on a reach from behind.
You know, Olwine started this half coming out in a little weave up top. Three guards and two post players underneath, and Zelke just picked his pocket.
What else? I mean, Chase Zelke's had a great game. Inbound to Meth. Now Marion will set it up against the 2-3 zone.
Yeah, and if you're Marion, you want to work on coming out here and getting a good start. You want to crisp, try to get your consistency going.
Zelke's three won't go off a nice feed from Paulson. A no-look pass to the corner. Here comes Dom Robertson for the Olwine Huskies. Standing dribble with the left hand, hands it back down to Palmer. Brazzi on him. Feed down low on the block to Nicolay. Two-man game to Arndt. Fakes. Now kicks it back to Nicolay. Couple of opportunities to get a shot off there and just couldn't pull the trigger. Here's Nicolay. He'll try the little 12-footer. Tried to bank it right in the lane. No good. Kept it alive, though. Underneath to Meyer. Little turnaround hook up and good from the heart of the paint for Mason Meyer.
Yeah, I mean, he was in the right spot at the right time. I don't know which Olwine player got a hand on it, batted it away, but he was the recipient of it.
30-13. Pull up from the free throw line for Paulson. Won't go. Dips in and out. Olwine with a rebound. Down by 17. Arndt on the left wing. Plays catch with Robertson. Comes right with a stutter dribble. No look. Bounce inside on the left block. Pump fake. Meyer no good. Got his own rebound and missed the second opportunity. Zelke the other way on the power dribble for Marion. Top of the key. Whalen left wide open. Turns down to three. Instead, his turnaround spinning shot won't go, but Marion kept it alive with Paulson.
Yeah, that possession, Whalen turned down a good three, and he took a little bit more difficult shot off the dribble.
Indians working against the man-to-man this time for Olwine. Circling down the lane, Zilke drops it off nicely for Meth for the easy two.
Zilke not forcing it there. He waits for that defense commit at the very last second, and Meth wide open.
32-13 now, Marion with a 19-point lead. Palmer up top. Left of the circle, gets it back to Arndt. No look pass inside, tipped away, stolen, but Olwine gets it back underneath to Nicolay and got the easy layup.
It looked like Marion was going to get something going the other way, and quick hands by Olwine getting the deflection.
First points of the afternoon for Stephen Nicolay. 32-15, Marion maintaining that 17-point lead. Chase Zilke on the dribble drive and got held.
He going to his left that time. A little bit of a hand check by the defender, trying to slow him down.
Dylan Arndt picks up his third. Team foul number two. Kunkel comes in for Nicolay. And also coming in will be Zach Wegner for Olwine. For Arndt.
And they're going to run their different look out of this. Really high against the zone.
Kind of the old picket fence. And the inbounds pass stolen away by Robertson. So that did not work. And then Robertson around at Whalen and scores.
Nope, I can take that playbook and cross it off if you're Marion.
Didn't quite work for Marion as well as Hickory ran it. Zilke bounce inside. Paulson wide open. A pump fake. Goes up with a reverse and was fouled. And he'll go to the line for two. I think he was surprised how wide open he was.
I know. He could have went right away and scored right underneath, and then he tried the reverse. He winds up getting the foul call, but I think he had one earlier.
Paulson, 1-for-2 on the line, and gets this one to go. Second point of the afternoon. Jevin Manderscheid for Meth. 5:04 to play here in the third quarter, and it's 33-17.
And one of the things that you talked about at half, Marion didn't shoot it very well from the free throw line. That's something they can work on here this half and try to correct.
2-for-2 so far as the junior Trevor Paulson gets a pair. Robertson now playing with three fouls. Marion's doubled it up. It's 34-17. Palmer angling right. Hands it back to Zach Wagner. Picked up by Zelke. To Meyer up top. The big guy for three. No good. Rebound. Kunkel back up and in. He's been good down low.
That's his third offensive rebound on the afternoon.
6'2", only a freshman. A lot of young players on this team. Zelke between the leg dribble. Fires up the jumper. No. And the rebound to Marion, though. Manderscheid got it. And the Indians will reset. Brazzi out front. Push pass right wing to Manderscheid. Has it outside the arc. Bounce down low. Give and go. Paulson back to Manderscheid. Pull up jumper right through from 10 from the paint.
Yeah, nice job cutting off the post. Once the ball goes into the post, post touch, they move. Get it back to him.
36-19. Marion maintaining that 17-point lead. Palmer jump pass and intercepted by Marion. They got a 2-on-2 break. Zilke, stutter dribble, drives in, left the layup short, though. And the rebound out of there to Wagner. Owine, back the other way to Palmer. Little shake and bake move, little right-hand floater, and a blocking foul going to be called. God, I was going to say, it's got to be Alex Whalen down there.
He was in there, looked like it was good, looked like he was there. If anything, maybe just a half a step, half a second slow getting there, but it looked pretty good from here.
Cameron Palmer to the free throw stripe now for the Old Wine Huskies. Another youngster, 5'8 sophomore. Free throw in and out. As coming back in is Diener for Old Wine. Mason Meyer will check out. Connor Whalen in for Marion along with Joffer Murphy. Free throw number 2 rattles in. And we've got a sub coming in
for the shooter.
Jacob King coming back into the lineup for Old Wine. He is a freshman.
Played in that first game, I believe.
Four players for Old Wine played in that JV game, which Marion won, by the way. 60-26. Inside, Manderscheid posting up. His turnaround short. Fighting for the rebound, though, and he got it. Stick-to-itiveness there for Jevin Manderscheid. And Marion will set it up again.
Take advantage of it now. You get the second opportunity.
Murphy. To Brazzi in the corner. He'll bounce it down low. Manderscheid posting up. Nice spin move. Little right hand leaner. No. Rebound kept alive. Murphy gets it in the corner again. Up top to Whalen. Fake and a kick out to Manderscheid. He puts it on the floor. Goes cross court now to Murphy. Couple jab steps to the corner to counter Whalen. Kunkel jumping out on him for Olwine. Nice spin move by Murphy. Right-hand floater off the glass for 2.
Showed going to his left, comes back to the baseline, leave the defender behind.
You don't teach that move.
Some quickness right there.
Marion, three-quarter court pressure, and they come up with a trap. Ball loose in the sideline. Whalen with a nice save underneath the Brazzi, and he walked with it.
Yeah, and they almost had it there. They good hustle by Marion to get the turnover.
Nate Dittmer, number 5. Dittmer back in and Arndt back in for Old Wine. 38-20 with 2:38 to play. And now marrying a little 1-2-2 full court press. And Connor Whalen comes up with a deflection. Marion comes up with a steal. Alex Whalen underneath to Connor. Brother to brother. Pump fake up and good.
Let's have Connor Whalen not just going right away. Letting that defender using the shot fake. Using the shot fake to his advantage. Get him to commit.
30-second timeout, Olwine. 2:20 to play here in the third quarter. Marion 40 and Olwine 20 back at 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
40-20, Marion with a 20-point advantage. And Marion doing some different things here and getting ready for the postseason. And we got a body check on Alex Whalen. Marion with a little pressure a couple times. Now they backed it off a little bit. Just these are the times you work on some things.
Yeah, try to do different things as the course of the season goes on later in the year. Things you may use.
We got an over and back violation on Olin. That's good defense by Connor Whalen.
It was. Hustle up front there. He made the defender go a little, or the offensive player go a little bit further than he wanted to catch that ball, and results in a turnover.
Chase Zilke back in. Zilke with 17 all in the first half. 2:10 to play, third quarter. Brazzi, Connor Whalen, Chase Zilke, Joffre Murphy, and Jevin Vandershy, the 5-4. The Marion Indians. Brazzi holds it over his head right wing. Takes it up top. Cross court. Murphy on the baseline to Whalen. Looking inside. Instead goes to Zilke. Is Marion working that weave?
Five guards out there, really. Jevin Manderscheid's a post player.
In name only.
They're not a big team, especially when you take Paulson out of there.
And Meth. Whalen circling right. Down the lane. Or the right hand floater, no good. Halfway in, it came out. Rebound out of there to Adam Diener for Olwine. Huskies down 20. Dylan Arndt takes it up top. Holds it there. Picked up by Brazzi in the man-to-man for Marion. Arndt on the right wing. Holds it outside the arc. Now comes left with it to Robertson. Over to corner to King. King looking for some help. Got it back to Robertson. Going one-on-one. Tried to go crossover. Had it tipped away by Murphy. Goes on the floor to keep it alive and going to get a timeout.
Quick answer by Joffre Murphy on defensively that time.
We'll get an Olwine timeout. We'll take it with him. Minute 5 to play here in the third quarter. It is Marion 20, Olwine, or Marion 40, Olwine 20. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at Marion, 40-20. The Indians on top of the Olwine Huskies. Got some more Saturday games going on. You got Iowa City West playing Bishop Meij. I believe that's how you say it. A real solid team out of Kansas.
Supposedly, Coach Bergman said that they thought they were might have been one of their best out-of-school teams or out-of-state teams that'd be playing.
Lindmar is down at Waukee today. The very good Lindmar sophomore team won down there against Waukee. It'll be interesting to see how that will play out in the varsity contest. Bullet pass left of the lane to Arndt. Looking inside to Myers, check back in. Under a minute to play here in quarter number three. Olwine with the ball. Outside three. Rimming no good. Meyer had the rebound. It was tipped away from him. And it will stay Olwine ball with 41.1 to play here in the third.
And that is keeping the ball alive. It's what you do if you're Olwine. You try to get second opportunities.
Driving in. Robertson hanging and was fouled on the shot. I think they're going to get Grant Meth.
I couldn't see. I got shielded up here. Robinson going to go to the free throw line, though. He's going to get shoot two.
That little double pump runner that a lot of folks are good at now. Robertson, averaging 13.3 a game, hits the first free throw. He has only three here this afternoon. Nicolay checks out, and the young freshman Mason Kunkel back in for Olwine. Free throw number two, back iron no, and Paulson high to get the board.
Rebound number eight for Trevor Paulson.
Go along with 3 points. 30 seconds to play. See if the Indians go for the last shot. Murphy, right wing, high catch by Zilke. Standing dribble now comes left with it. Yo-yos it back out. Gets to Vandershine at the left point. Meth trying to set the screen. Jevons comes left, circles, goes back out front against Robertson with 12 seconds. Murphy on the drive. Little pick and roll underneath the Paulson. Goes up strong and was fouled.
I like that because Paulson's mobile enough. He can do that, obviously, being the good athlete he is. That screen, give him the ball when he's moving. He can catch it. He's got good hands. Let him try to finish.
Trevor Paulson will get two free throws. And first one up and good. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here this afternoon on KGYM. One more upcoming, and that one's in and out. 5 seconds to play. O-line the rebound. Robertson in a hurry. Robertson in the front court. He'll let it fly from 30 feet and banks it home at the horn. How about that? Long three.
And it was good. It clearly left his hand before the horn.
End of the third quarter. Marion 41, O-line 24. Back with the fourth in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Fourth quarter underway here at the Marion Gym, 41-24. Marion with the ball, cross-court pass to Brazzi. Wide open three, left it short though, and Murphy got the rebound. Tug it away from Mason Meyer. Set the lineups for you. Grant Meth in there along with Chase Silky behind the screen. Silky stop and go move, reverses it high off the glass, no good on the baseline drive, and Dom Robertson the board for O-line.
Zilke, who was super hot in that first half, can't get one to go now in the second.
Kunkel down low, turns on Meth, takes him inside. Dump pass down low to Meyer. His reverse in and out. Got his own rebound, was fouled. Tell you what, O-line is, despite 3-14, they've got a good attitude.
And they keep pounding it in the interior. The start of the second half, looks like that was a focus at the halftime break, getting it inside and letting those guys work.
Meyer, the left-hander, gets the free throw to go. Still plenty of time remaining and only down 16.
Five rebounds from Meyer.
6'4", a junior. Got both free throws.
Hey, here we go. Get a stop. Shoot away right now.
He's got six. 41-26. Close as O-line has been in a while. Joffre Murphy, Brazzi, Meth, Selke, and Paulson in there right now for Marion. Circling left, Zelke backs it out, gets it to Paulson, reverses right corner. No look pass inside to Meth. He gets doubled. Back up top to Matthew Brazzi. Brazzi, stop and go dribble against the old wine man-to-man. Robertson, Arndt, Wegner, Meyer, and Kunkel in there for old wine. Joffre Murphy from that right corner. Marion taking their time. Zilke at the right free throw line extended. Gets in the high post to Paulson. Backing his way in. Fall away hook. No. And the rebound to Meth. He got the offensive board. Back to Zilke. Off the dribble. 17-footer won't go. Murphy high to keep it alive. But Robertson got out of there with it.
Well, it looked like it was going to be a tie-up jump ball there for a while. But strength for Robertson.
But then Olwine throws it away. Lead pass ahead to Paulson. Layup good.
He's got the roll to go, and Joffre Murphy with the quickness again with the steal. He didn't get the rebound, but he got a steal there.
6 points for Trevor Paulson. And Joffre Murphy having another very nice ball game. Meyer, left free throw line. He'll stop, turn, fire, and hit. Little 15-footer from the left free throw line.
Nice touch from the perimeter. He's shown it on the inside earlier.
43-28. 5:40 to play in the ball game. We'll have the True North postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Zelke angling right. Goes up with a floater. He left that short. Rebound, Olwine. Robertson on the run. Robertson, one on two. Spin move on the left block. Up off the glass. No, but he was fouled. And he'll go to the line for two.
Now, Brazzi getting back, trying to stop the basketball, but on the spin move, he wasn't able to establish position and draw the charge.
Grant Meth will pick up his second personal foul. And the free throw curls in for Dom Robertson. He's got seven, and Jevin Manderscheid, Connor Whalen, and Alex Whalen all coming back in now for the Marion Indians. Second free throw for Robertson coming up. It's on the way, no good. And the rebound comes out deep on the kicker to Manderscheid.
Missed one there. Connor Whalen beat his defender down the floor.
Robertson picks the pocket of Whalen, and Robertson gets the layup to go. You see this Robertson, he's the leading scorer for Olwine. Olwine on a run here. Brazzi, back it comes to Whalen. Circles it up top, cross court. Connor Whalen gets it to Alex Whalen. On the power dribble all the way in. Shot blocked out of bounds by Robertson. And timeout, Marion. Full timeout. We'll keep it here with 4:58 to play. And what was a 20-point lead has been cut down to 12.
Yeah, and it was 41-24 at the quarter. That's seven.
It was 40-20.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now, Owen caught fire on the offensive end. They could play him with a lot of confidence right now. They're the aggressor.
Dom Robertson leading the way, and if you're Marion, a lot of perimeter passing going on for the Indians right now.
Yeah, and then when they do get on a drive like Chase Selke, I think he was still at 17. He had 17 at the half. When he drives, he's a little bit tentative on it and not going aggressive and leaves it a little bit short out there as well. You got to find that edge back if you're Marion and keep attacking on the offense and defensive end.
Well, this is the biggest couple minutes of the ball game here, I think, for Marion. Good timeout running back Mike Manderscheid to come up with something here, maybe run a special and try to get somebody a good look. Maybe Chase going again.
Well, and they're pretty good on out-of-bounds plays. Marion has been over the years. They execute pretty well. See what they get out of this look.
Inbound, left of the glass looking in. They get a layup and a chance at a three-point play on the back cut by Paulson.
And that's what it is. You run a little way screen and then you slip it and you just step right through and you pin that defender in your backside. Perfect execution for Marion out of that timeout.
Well, it was the Chase Zilke first half. It's been the Trevor Paulson second half.
And if he can connect from the free throw line now.
8 points looking for his ninth. Free throw on the way, good. And boy, did Marion need that.
Yeah, they needed to stop that run there and try to get a stop here on the defensive end.
Dom Robertson on the hand back. Art takes a free throw line up top to Palmer. They're going to go back door. Nice catch by Robertson in traffic. Working on Whalen. Dumps it inside. Meyer posting up. Gets doubled up top. Art fakes the three. Kicks it back to Robertson. He'll try the three. No, and the rebound to Jevin Manderscheid.
Brazzi coming back to help Whalen now against some pressure.
Brazzi, he goes up with a little floater with a right hand, no good. Then trying to tip it, keep it alive, and here's Olwine with it again. Robertson to Palmer. Trying to get it inside, instead hands it back to Arndt. Brazzi on him, now to Meyer, off the clear out, going one-on-one. Backs his way in, plays catch with Arndt. Gets it right back to Meyer, turnaround shot, left it short. And Connor Whalen the rebound. Looking to bring it up. Finally gets it to Manderscheid.
Yeah, and if you're Marion now, this is where you can be smart with the basketball. Yeah, that's a block.
Palmer with the block out front.
You don't have to be forcing it right now. You got a 15-point lead, 3:51 left. You don't go into full-out stall. But make them work. Eat some clock. Get a good look at the end of it.
That was team foul number 6. Marion's got 5, so the Indians will be shooting on the next foul, and there it is. Kunkel fouling Paulson on a reach.
You know, trying to feed the post to Paulson that time, and Kunkel small trying to get over the top. And got him across the arm on the reach, as you say.
Paulson to the line looking for double figures, and got to be close to 10 rebounds, too.
He's got 8 right now.
Free throw swish through. High school basketball this afternoon presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Free throw number 2 up and good.
From the half court, man-to-man for Marion after the made free throw.
48-31. They'll clear it out for Robertson. Going to go one-on-one. Drive, drops it off for Kunkel. Powers his way up, no good. Tipped up, no good. Actually, I think an Indian might have tipped it up there.
Yeah, it looked like Connor Whalen was in there.
And Barazzi across the timeline for Marion. 3:25 to play the ball game. Indians up 17. Dump inside. Paulson on the left block. And lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be old wine ball.
And Paulson's trying to do a spin move. He tried to get him by going to his left, and the defender held his ground. He came back to his right, and there was no room to go.
Tell you, this Kunkel's going to be a pretty good ball player.
He works pretty hard in the interior.
Only a freshman, 6'2", and a big body on him, too. Going to get bigger. Robertson fakes, drives left of the lane, fakes, hangs, puts it up, no good. Off balance, and the rebound, commander shy to Marion. Here come the Indians. Whalen inside, pump fake. They tried to get it underneath. Paulson did to Whalen, and we've got a tied ball or timeout.
I think Coach Manishai got timeout.
Got the timeout, and it will be a full timeout with 2:53 to play. Iowa City High hosting Iowa City Liberty coming up at about 6:15 tonight. Keep it right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll have Iowa State women's basketball at 6:30 tonight on 1600 AM for you. And then tomorrow, UNI basketball as well at 2:30 in the afternoon. Ooh. Waukee with a 21-8 lead after the first quarter over the Linmar Lions. It's interesting to see how that game would go. And Iowa City West, after one, leading Bishop Meege out of Kansas 14-13.
Yep, and two teams playing tough opponents out there. If you said that Linmar-Waukee game, who knows, maybe Linmar, tough game last night against Prairie, how they bounce back, having to go on the road here, get their legs under them after the first period.
Wrestling meets going on as well. I know you're up to date on those, the wrestling fan that you are.
That is you, Mr. Unash. I leave that all up to you. I don't even know how they score it, and I shouldn't say that because Prairie's a big wrestling school, but I don't know how you even score a wrestling mat.
Inbound Marion. Manishai brings it back out top. 2:48 to play. Only going to stay in the zone here, the 2-3. Nope, they're going man now.
30 Steve right there.
Went man off the out-of-bounds play. Here's Connor Whalen on the drive all the way in, off the glass, and good.
Nobody coming to help. He's able to finally get around him and finish going to his right.
Second field goal, 4 points for Connor Whalen. And it's 50-31 with 2:22 to play. Bounce feed inside. Nicolay was fouled on the double team. I think they're going to get, well, either Brazzi or Connor Whalen.
They were both there doubling up on him.
Going to get Brazzi. Only the 6th team foul.
That 4 fouls on Brazzi, is it? 3 or 4.
Garrett Hansen, 6-foot junior, coming in now for Marion, for Manderscheid. And King back in for Olwine with 2:17 to play. Off the inbound, Meyer pops a jumper, no good, from 17, and the rebound to Paulson.
Rebound number 9. You get one more, you get his double-double.
Stop and go move, Brazzi. He'll yo-yo it back, top of the circle. Takes it left side, tried to flip it down onto the baseline, and was tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Marion. Rick Atkins now in for the Indians. 6-foot junior forward.
Trevor Paulson will take a seat.
Don't they know he needs one more for the double-double?
You're going to have to tell them, their stat keepers, let them know.
1:53 to play, and Marion with a 19-point lead. Atkins up top, circles right. He'll launch the jumper. No good.
Good job, kid.
And the rebound to Olwine. Marion's going to get some more players into the ball game. Here's Arndt from the corner for three. No good. Olwine with a rebound. Kick outside, and King hits the three, and we're going to get a timeout.
Cameron Palmer with the offensive rebound, keeping that possession alive for Olwine.
As Blake Swales will come in, and the neighbor will come in, Phil.
Austin Prier will get in the ball game for Marion. Looks like they're going to keep executing out here now. Once you got a minute 30 left, 16-point game. Olwine obviously calling the timeout. Going to set their defense. Olwine still got their starters in the ball game, so it's a good opportunity for these kids from Marion. Then they come in here to show what they can do and see if they can keep this lead where it's at or even extend it.
50-34 with 90 seconds to play here in the ball game. Marion looking to get their eighth victory of the season to go to 8-9, and they will have Vinton Shelsburg, a much improved Vinton Shelsburg team, coming up on Tuesday night, I believe.
Yeah, Vinton is pretty good defensively. They up there, they got the top 15 in the state in defensive average.
Marion breaking the pressure. Minute 20 to play. As Prayer over to Atkins, and he was fouled on the crossover dribble drive by King. And that will put Marion on the line.
It's going to be a little bit of a preview for some of these players, some of these juniors out there. Next year, maybe, they're going to lose some Zelke and Manderscheid who play perimeter players for Marion.
Atkins gets the free throw to go. Averages about a half a point a game.
Also in for the Huskies, number 50, Joe Brzozowski.
Joe Brzozowski will come in for Olwine for Robertson. Will come out.
Jacob.
Minute 15 to play, 51-34. Marion on top, and Atkins got both free throws.
Olwine was hiding somebody all the way down here in the corner. I don't think he might be able to get an easy one.
Nope, they had to wave that one off. He stepped over the line. Second wave off the free throw.
Second one tonight for Marion.
51-34. Arndt, a pump fake. Now goes up with the three from the left wing. In and out. Rebound underneath to Marion. And the ball nearly stolen away. And Connor Whalen says, everybody get out of the way, and I'm going to bring it up. And didn't do it in time. A 10-second call. That was a quick 10.
That was. I thought that was, especially because no one had possession early on down here underneath. They were scrambling for it. That's what Coach Manderscheid's asking.
You going, you're counting by twos?
Yeah.
J.D. Graw coming in now for the Indians. 46 seconds to play, and it's 51-34. Marion's going to get the win. We'll talk to Mike Manderscheid coming up. Pick and roll underneath. Brzozowski had a block. Good help defense there. And then it'll be Marion ball as Brzozowski got it back on the baseline.
It's a good cut, Joey.
It's Hansen
cut.
Maybe who got the block for Marion.
Ball.
35 seconds to play. Marion will get the victory. Led most of the way in here. Two big runs by the Indians, and they withstood an Olrine run. Inside, turnaround shot, rimming and good for Garrett Hansen.
Yeah, nice little spin move once he got it on the block.
53-34. We'll see if Olrine gets a last shot up here, and they will not. Hansen comes up with a steal. And then a foul on Olrine with 9.3 to go.
Going to be Marion Rick Atkins, I believe, is the free throw shooter for the Indians.
Just made two. Well, the second one we had to wave off. Because they said he stepped on the line. Left-hander up and in and out. And Brzozowski the rebound. 8 seconds to play. 53-34. Marion will get the victory in this one. Here's a three. Up, no good. Rebound, Indians, and that will do it. Marion goes to 8-9 on the season as the Indians defeat Olwine here this afternoon, 53-34. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back with the True North postgame show after this here on KGYF.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Introducing McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3, like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and
a weekend getaway with the husband and kids.
No, but the $1, $2, $3 menu could help you save for one,
especially if we leave the kids at home
with grandma, of course.
Oh yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Back with you on the True North postgame show here from Marion as the Indians win this non-conference boys game over the Old Wine Huskies 53-34. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn back with you here from Marion. And two big runs by the Indians. Some good outside shooting in the first half by Chase Zilke. Then Trevor Paulson coming through in a big way in the second half of play in this one. And Marion withstood one Old Wine rally, which got the Huskies back to 12 at one point. And then really good timeout by Mike Manderscheid and came up with good out-of-bounds play, got a three-point play out of it, and Marion was never headed after that.
That's right, and that was a critical moment in the ball game right there. It was a 12-point game, and you could feel the Owine bench had some energy down here to the left of us, and they were feeling it a little bit. Had a little bit of a run going, and it was a good answer for them, and Paulson doing the nice job on the seal on the backside over there and making sure that he keeps the defender back on him. And like I said, that three-point play was big.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring in this one for the victorious Marion Indians. They are now 8-9 on the season. For the Indians, 3 in double digits, led by Chase Zilke. 17 points, but all of those coming in the first half of play, interestingly enough. Ended up with a total of 7 field goals, 2 from three-point range, and 17 points. 11 points, Trevor Paulson just missed out on a double-double. Paulson ended up with 11 points. Joffrey Murphy off the bench had double figures today with a total of 10. 4 points for Grant Meth on 2 field goals. Connor Whalen had 4 off the Marion bench. 2 points for Jevin Manderscheid, Alex Whalen with 2, Garrett Hansen with 2, and Rick Atkins with a free throw for 1. For Old Wine, they dropped to 3-15 on the season. Balanced scoring, nobody in double figures, though. Dom Robertson leading the way with 9 points, all in the second half. Mason Meyer, the 6'4 junior, had 8. 6 points for Mason Kunkel, the 6'2 freshman off the bench. 3 points for Zach Wegner, 3 points for Jacob King. Steven Nicolay had 2, Dylan Arndt with 2, and Cameron Palmer with a free throw for 1. The turnovers, Olwine had 18 turnovers in the ballgame to only 10 for Marion. The bench scoring, both teams did well off the bench. 23 points for Olwine to 19 points for Marion. Marion doubled up Olwine on 3-pointers, 4-2. Marion 9 of 17, so just over 50% for the free throw line for the Indians, while Olwine was 8 of 13 from the charity stripe in our ballgame today. And how about rebounding?
Well, we have 34-31. Marion actually wins this one plus three when you look at the total rebounds. O-line had a poor start in this, but then evened things up and battled them pretty good, especially from that second period on. Individually, if you look at Marion, Paulson, as you said earlier, Scott, with one shy of the double-double, he had nine rebounds. Good showing for him. Jevin Manderscheid was six. He had five of those six came in the second half of play for Marion. Four rebounds apiece for Alex Whalen as well as Joffre Murphy. Several players with two rebounds. Chase Zelke, Grant Meth, Connor Whalen, each contributing two. And then Matthew Brazzi, Blake Swales, and Austin Preer chipping in with one rebound each. 12 offensive, 22 defensive for 34. Olwine led by Dom Robertson with seven. Five of those in the first half. Five apiece for Mason Kunkel as well as Mason Meyer. Three rebounds for Zach Wagner as well as Cameron Palmer. Two rebounds for Stephen Nicolay. Several players with one. Dylan Arndt, Nicholas Dittmer, Adam Diener, Jacob King, and Joe Borowski, each with one rebound. Nine offensive, 22 defensive, total 31 for Olwine. So Marion plus three rebounding.
Mike Manderscheid joining us here on the post-game show as the Indians get a win 53-34 in this one. And got off to a good start in this one, and I know that's one of the keys that you wanted to do here this afternoon. And you had Chase Zelke in the first half going off, and then Trevor Paulson and others in the second half.
Yeah, I thought I thought Trevor could go off in the first half too. He missed a couple bunnies down there down low, but we had great movement, I thought, in the first half, ball movement in the first half, especially against that zone. And then you let Chase just kind of set his feet and shoot from outside, and then we wanted to attack. We talked about not seeing their zone probably in the second half and made sure we attacked through the post, and we did a good job doing that too.
Yeah, and you should have. Trevor was one rebound away from a double-double. Coach Brazzi is supposed to keep track of this stuff, isn't he?
Well, you know, we're saying that Coach Dunn was right on with the rebounding stats for you guys, too. So you never know. He might end up tomorrow morning waking up to a double-double.
You never know how that plays out. You mentioned this morning on the show you got a real good game, good minutes from Joffre Murphy last night. He gave you 10 more points today. Defense was there, and he's getting better and better.
Yeah, and I thought he attacked the offensive glass, especially in the second half. I thought, you know, we put a lineup with Joffre in there and Connor Whalen, two sophomores that kind of brought us some energy in the second half. They had come out ready to play, Owen ready to play in the third quarter, and we went with a smaller lineup that made some steals off of pressure and threw it back to 20, I think, around there.
And yeah, you had that smaller lineup in there. Jevin was playing, you know, post guard.
Yeah, I said, Jevin, go in. So he's kind of looking at me like, really? I think he's got some post moves down there that he can use a time or two.
And he had five rebounds second half. I thought he did a nice job, too. He wound up with six for the game and five in the second half.
He's been hitting the boards a lot, you know. We were kind of missing that for a little while. And, you know, anytime you can go in and get boards when you're undersized, it's got to be a positive.
Well, you had two big runs, one in the first half, and then one in the second quarter, I should say, first quarter and second quarter. And you withstood one, made a real good timeout call when they got it down to 12. You had a back cut, slipped a screen on an inbounds, got a three-point play, and you were never headed after that.
Yeah, it's time and score. I thought we took a couple quick shots there. Didn't force them to play defense coming from behind. So we talked about that. The timeout was, you know, time and score dictates what you're going to do. And then we just set up a little inbounds play before we went out, and it actually worked.
Well, it looks like now, too, as you get a win here non-conference, back at the conference play Tuesday night against the Vinton team, I believe. And, you know, you're getting into the home stretch here for the season.
A Vinton team that's red hot. I think they've won three out of four games and almost beat South Tama. They played them to a two-point game for their fourth game. So they're run and jump. They use their athleticism to its max, and we got to see if we can simulate some things in Monday night in practice, see if we can handle that. But two home games next week, so I'm looking for some positive energy to get ready to run that tournament stretch.
Yeah, and you get three more home games in a row after this, so a total of four.
It's nice to be home. It is nice to be home. The Road Reds were nice, but they are getting old, getting on a bus every day.
Yeah, so you get to the home stretch now anyway, and a chance to win some games. And this is a vital stretch because you're going to have your seeding meeting coming
up. Exactly. So we get two home games, and then the following Wednesday is our seeding meeting. So you're hoping that you can put yourself in position in our district to be a decent seed.
Yeah. And, a good win today, and oh, I never quit. I thought they looked a little bit better than a 3-14 basketball team.
Yes, they are. Nick does a great job there, and I said that coming into our kids. I said, you guys got to be prepared. They'll come back at you. You know, Dom can do some things. The Meyer kid, I thought he didn't shoot it as well today as maybe he has in the past, but their post, I thought, really kind of took it to our post in terms of getting boards and getting touches down there. So hats off to them for playing hard.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Mike, and enjoy the win, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, Mike Manderscheid, head coach of the Marion boys basketball team, as they get the victory in this one here, 53-34. We need to pick our Rainer Door player of the game, and it's brought to you by the Rainer Door Company. And, boy, we could go first half or second half on this one. I don't know, but maybe we'll give it to Mr. Paulson.
That's a good choice out there. 9 rebounds and made some big plays in that second half when Allwine was putting a little run together on the Indians.
Yeah, I had that big play off the out-of-bounds play off the timeout that got the 12-point lead up to 15. So congratulations to Trevor Paulson, the 6'2 junior. He is this afternoon's Rainer Door Company player of the game for this one. And, we'll get back to the conference wars in the MVC coming up on Tuesday night when Dubuque Senior will be at Jefferson to take on the Jayhawks.
Looking forward to that one, Scott. Get to see Senior again and the Jayhawks, who always battle hard and play hard. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, we'll get to see two of the best, Connor Stevens and Noah Carter for Dubuque Senior. And not a nicer guy around than Wendell Imers, the Dubuque Senior coach.
He does a great job with them up there, too. So. Yeah, we're going to have two ball clubs that are going to be really, really well prepared going into that one.
Going to have the height of Senior going up against the Mighty Mites of Jefferson.
They got four or five, sometimes five guards running around out there. Willie Guy leading the way on the perimeter for him.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up on Tuesday night. Looking forward to that one here on KGYM. That's going to wrap things up here for Marion here this afternoon. A big thanks to Mitch Main back in the studio. Thanks to Corby Lobby here at Marion for all the help. And thank you to all the great businesses that sponsor high school sports here on KGYM. So for Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long, final score of our boys non-conference basketball game here this afternoon. It was the Marion Indians 53, the Allwine Huskies 34. A reminder coming up later on, about a little over an hour from now, 6:15, 6:20, right in there. It'll be Iowa City Liberty at Iowa City High boys basketball, also on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That's going to put a wrap on things for Marion. We'll send you back to KGYM, get you Iowa State post-game coverage of Iowa State and Tennessee. And so long on this Saturday afternoon from Marion.